Reaching for the Moon. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That's the sound of an Orion rocket blasting off from Cape Canaveral, Florida, about an hour ago, and the country's first moonshot in nearly 50 years. The Artemis 1 mission is carrying mannequins in a crew capsule that will orbit the moon. NASA's director Bill Nelson says this is a shakedown flight.
We're going to stress it and test it beyond what the normal flight will be, so that we will know that it's safe to put four human beings on the top of it.
Artemis 2, which would carry a live crew, isn't scheduled to launch until 2024 at the earliest. Former President Trump has launched his third presidential campaign.
Former President Donald Trump is now officially looking to become next President Donald Trump.
My fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
Making the announcement Tuesday night in front of a filled ballroom at his Mar-a-Lago club, Mr. Trump spent about an hour recounting his accomplishments, criticizing changes made by President Biden, noting the rise of inflation, along with fuel and food prices, war in Europe, and the threat of it in Taiwan. Mr. Trump called for an overhaul of election law and campaign finance, calling his new plan the National Greatness Agenda.
Fox's Evan Brown. President Biden is returning from the G20 summit meeting in Bali, where he pledged continued support for Ukraine.
We support Ukraine fully in this moment, and we have since the start of this conflict, we're going to continue to do whatever it takes to give them the capacity to defend themselves.
The Biden administration asking Congress for another $38 billion in emergency aid for Ukraine. About that Russian-made missile that landed in Poland, U.S. intelligence now believes it was fired by Ukrainian forces trying to shoot down an inbound rocket that had been fired by the Russians. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
House Republicans have held their elections for the party leadership of the next Congress.
House Republicans overwhelmingly backed GOP leader Kevin McCarthy in a secret ballot vote for their top spot next Congress.
I'm going to listen to all voices in the conference, and we're going to do together what is best.
But McCarthy will have work to do. He had the support of 188 Republicans, more than two dozen short of the 218 he'll need to win a formal vote for Speaker on the House floor in January.
A majority like this, four people could decide the future, whatever it goes. So either we're going to lead as a team or we're going to lose as individuals.
McCarthy concedes Republicans had hope for a much bigger outcome in the midterm elections. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Despite a challenge from Florida's Senator Rick Scott, Mitch McConnell says he has the votes to retain the party's leadership position in the Senate. Red flag fire warnings are up in Southern California as the Santa Ana winds have begun to blow.
We're expecting a very strong Santa Ana condition, first one of the season. They're saying gusts up to possibly 75 to 80 miles an hour, somewhere between now and Friday. So it's going to be a severe event.
LA County Fire Captain Greg Messineo says any fires that breakout could spread quickly. Federal judge in San Diego has ruled immigration rules imposed by the Trump administration, known as Title 42, were enacted improperly and must end. The rules called for the expulsion from the country of any migrant who might be carrying the coronavirus. Art Del Cueto, a spokesman for the National Border Patrol Council, telling Fox News.
The floodgates had already been opened, but with this, you're pretty much handing the keys over to our borders to the criminal cartels and the smuggling organizations.
An appeal is likely, as a federal judge in Louisiana ruled earlier this year, Title 42 regulations should be kept in place as the Biden administration tried to end them. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.